Guam's number one news starts now. Feel right in this motherfucker. On News Talk K57.
Lifestyle we live and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, the health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetes, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Timuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355.
Threat from North Korea.
Guam is changing. Are you listening?
It should get people's attention because this is a sign of things to come.
On News Talk K57.
Smujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Smujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Smujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor. Take control of your child's education by sending them to a Smujao to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. A Smujao is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West of Bryan Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276. Here comes the sun.
Your news matters.
New ISIS video threatening to kill two Japanese hostages.
The idea of Mitt Romney running a third time.
Get it here on News Talk K57.
Give me your, give me your, give me your attention, baby. I gotta tell you a little something about yourself. You're wonderful, flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone.
The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4, right on a beautiful windward beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving, and of course, the wonderful Christmas buffet that we just had. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Monday through Thursday, 10 to 7. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 to 7. Start out with breakfast. I'll tell you, Jose's Mexican omelet, unbelievable. Look forward to Jose's Taco Tuesdays. The whole spread is there. Jose's best. And don't forget, folks, after that, look forward to next Friday because that is when we have the Friday. Shrimp scampi, deep fried calamari rings, fish and chip combo, and of course, my favorite, the whole parrotfish. My gosh. Then on to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there. You are my treasure. Standing on a beautiful white sandy beach, the sand still warm under your feet from the sun's rays of the day. A gentle breeze is blowing through the palm trees, and it softly caresses your face and body. The moon is full, and the shimmering pale white moonlight showers you with its powerful moon energy as moonbeams dance upon the ebony waters surrounding you. As you walk along the beach with the waves gently kissing your feet and the ocean singing to you, you look to the heavens and you see the most wondrous, brilliant star. As you gaze upon this twinkling star, you see it fall suddenly into the water, and in a flash of light, a beautiful, perfect dolphin emerges from that very spot. And in an instant, your heart and mind know that this magical being came to you from the heavens above. The dolphin calls to your language not of words, but of the heart. It is an easy, joyous communication welcoming you to approach and enter the water. Excitingly you do so, finding the water warm and soothing, and as you greet one another, you look into the dolphin's eyes, and you see the universe itself reflected there. You feel at peace and loved. It is a union and a reunion, you remember, and you're connected. such joy and love you have for your new friend and guide. You take hold of the dolphin's fin, and he gently swims with you. You feel totally safe and protected as you both now go beneath the surface of the water, deeper and deeper and deeper. How beautiful this underwater world is. You could stay here forever, surrounded by colored fish, coral, sea, and plant life of every description. And in the distance, you see a crystal cave, just for you. You and your guide effortlessly glide toward this cave, so inviting. And as you enter the cave, you find it has many, many rooms of many colors, red, orange, purple, green, blue, yellow, each is healing, and you choose the color you need. Or you may choose to visit each room, like a sponge, absorbing the vibration, the energy of all the beautiful colors. You may stay here as long as you wish. And when you're ready to leave, you see that your dolphin friend has been patiently waiting for you, and she now accompanies you to the surface. You float silently upward and upward and upward, and emerge from the water healed and whole. You bid farewell to each other, thanking this magnificent celestial being for her love and energy and for this healing journey. And in your heart, you know that she will always, always be with you. Welcome. Edge of Heaven. Metaphysics is the topic. Every Friday, 6:30, 8 o'clock, it's getting to kind of be a habit for me. You know, I hope other folks also into this interesting topic that often isn't really discussed too much at the dinner table or at the snack bar or at the home. Metaphysics is something that almost a luxury to think about and talk about because of our busy days and the things that we do that tire us out and put us in different states of entertainment, you know, especially our internet, television. It's an unbelievable amount of entertainment opportunities that we can easily fall asleep around and wake up and start the day. But metaphysics is something that often isn't really contemplated too much unless there's some kind of an experience you go through, like a lot of people who have gone through strokes or heart attacks or real bad automobile accidents or comas or all these kind of things. They, of course, oftentimes have stories to tell about their consciousness, about this world that we live in and how we find ourselves in different realms of existence, really. Now, metaphysics in itself is the area of philosophy which concerns itself with the nature and structure of reality, dealing with such questions as, are the objects we perceive real or an illusion? Does the external world exist apart from our consciousness of it? Is reality ultimately reducible to a single underlying substance? And if so, is it essentially spiritual or material? Is the universe intelligible and orderly or incomprehensible and chaotic? One of the things I think that we find is stress can give us all kinds of different reactions to our daily life. I know one of the things that you know, I look forward to is the ability, of course, to what we call de-stress. And in my own feelings in that realm, it's come to me pretty easily to be able to do that. One of the things that gives me that opportunity is through my breathing. I've learned how to exhale with a falling sensation, and that relieves a lot of stress. We know that so many people go through life, and I remember when I was maybe junior high or elementary school when somebody said something about stress kills, you know? And I mean, that was a new concept at that time that we would think that something like that would cause an actual death. But folks, I think if we look around, up and down, left and right, we could see maybe there might be some reasons to be stressful in some instances about the different things that are going on in our lives. We have Joseph here from Island Strong in the studio. And one of the things that's so important in the healing aspect and giving people the ability to live a life, a happy life, a productive life, is to where you have the time and the thought to be able to think about anything in a higher consciousness. You know, thinking about higher consciousness, we don't because we're too busy with our routine and the things that go on in our lives. But Joseph, now Island Strong, of course, has self-created in that different combinations of supplements that give an individual different, of course, effects to what they take, and of course the regime that they take it with. But
the whole idea. Hippocrates, which is the father, who's the father of modern medicine, he was basically a believer that all disease starts in the stomach and intestine. Now we're slowly coming around to that realization.
Probiotics
about fasting. He was a big Hippocrates was a big believer in apple cider vinegar.
There you go.
Okay, so. And you can imagine everything was organic back in his day, and still people were eating themselves to ill health. And he was aware of that, and he had a sanitarium, a place where people would go, and he would, you know, heal them, bring them back to health by diet.
Okay.
So he said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food."
Right. Right. Absolutely. And in that thought, you know, one of the things, you know, we see in the aspect of having a high blood because the food just tastes so good because of, you know, putting on weight. And then a lot of people, you know, they feel with that weight, you know, they're not able to lose it because they're continually consuming. I remember the diet pills, things like that. I remember in college, you take a diet pill before you take a test so you could study all night, right? You know, and then it's hard to sleep
speed,
after.
Speed, I think they used to call
yeah,
it.
Yeah, right. But you could get it off the counter. Right. You could just get it across the counter, right?
Yeah.
And so that in that realm, if you think about it, what is something that Island Strong can offer to try to relieve the stress that oftentimes it builds, you know, we don't know. And then, you know, people lash out, all kinds of things.
I mean, first of all, you're talking about classic hypothyroidism.
Right.
If your child is irritable, doesn't like to go to sleep, it's very difficult to wake up.
Doesn't like restrictions,
is always contesting and fighting with you. More than likely, they have a thyroid problem. And that's why we developed the Thyroid Strong or the Lugol's Iodine Strong. And basically, it has all the minerals to reinforce the thyroid. But if your thyroid is not well, then your intestine is really sick. Because the iodine will preferentially go to your thyroid. But our intestines, our stomach and our intestines need iodine to protect it. Without the iodine, without the selenium, without the copper, I've been doing experiments with wounds. Now, I don't induce them because I do a lot of bicycling. I end up with a lot of wounds. So I've been doing different experiments in how to recover, you know, how to, you know, when an infection happens, how to get rid of the infection. And let me tell you, copper is amazing.
And don't they have copper bands and people like, and copper socks and copper,
there's,
you know,
there's something to that, but. But putting it directly on the spot that's affected. Now, I've taken for the last year now, I've been having mothers have we have these copper drops that we sell at Island Strong. And every other day you put two drops on the toothbrush after they brush their teeth and have them brush the copper onto their teeth. Well, the mothers are coming back saying they have no cavities, none.
Okay.
And I said, that's what the Streptococcus mutans causes cavities. And the copper every other day kills them.
Okay,
dead.
So that's a plaque?
It would work against plaque, but it's actually the bacteria that's eating your teeth.
That eats the teeth,
It kills it. Now, you want to be giving your child butter and fats so that they can build their bones and build their teeth. And this is a big problem we have on Guam. A lot of people have deteriorating bone structure. It's very common here. And it's not because, you see, the bone is composed of different minerals. But let's just say you don't have any boron in your diet. you can eat all the phosphates and all the calcium and all the magnesium and all the silica, and your bones are not going to build themselves. They have to have boron.
They have to have that, and they get that from the milk and the dairy products.
Actually, we're supposed to get it from our water.
Well, there's your Himalayan salt. Now, if your Himalayan salt is added,
there's boron in that.
Yeah.
Yes, there is. That's right.
Yeah, I'm passing that out to people now.
Yeah, if you like them, give them Himalayan salt.
Yeah, if you like them, give them Himalayan salt.
It's actually, that'd be a good slogan.
Yeah, yeah, that is good. That's not a strong slogan.
Yeah, send your Morton salt to the Castros in Cuba, right?
take it back, right? No, it's the reason why, you know, and talking about what we're talking about is the big rule. If you're going to get into higher consciousness, you got to have your body in good shape. You got to have something that Jenny likes to call the monkey mind. You know, you start getting in a higher sense of reality, and then all of a sudden, you know, you start thinking about something, you know, that like a monkey mind that takes it away from where you are, right? So that's that aspect of being able to have the ability to calm down, I guess, is what it is. Because once you do that, then it's easier to enter into these different states of consciousness. But, you know, we know our attention span, you know, especially now with the internet. Oh, wow. I mean, you know, every time that ad comes up, you spin it.
Well,
right? You know, I mean, why wait? Well, who wants to watch this again, you know?
Remember, there's also thiamine. See, the thiamine, you need vitamin B1. It's part of the process of recycling something called glutamate, which is forms in your blood, in your brain, as a kind of a waste product of metabolism. But the problem of it is, if your body doesn't reprocess the glutamate,
it accumulates.
And it causes hyper excitability, hypersensitivity, hyper irritability.
Okay, so that would, of course, be against any calmness.
But it also does the exact same thing in your digestive system. That's why a lot of people have really sensitive digestive system. That's because they eat way too much sugars, and that sugar depletes your thiamine, your B1, because B1 is used to process glucose.
Mm-hmm.
And then now the glutamate is accumulating. And see, that's where people get a little frustrated. Some people just, I realize I'm sort of torturing them, but you can't tell a person about a train by just talking about the engine and the caboose. You
know? Right. Yeah, right.
You have to talk about the cars in between, right?
No, absolutely. Well, I mean, that's the train is what's going to get you there. That's the idea. So,
exactly.
And for children, as they're developing, you know, there's an interesting thing with this in children. You know, when we talk about alpha, beta, theta, and delta, right, our different brain waves.
That's right.
They say a child, up until they're about 6 or 7 years old, the whole time they're in theta. They're imaginary friends. The curiosity, the whole world they can create out of Legos. Yeah. This whole thing is they're in theta. And then, of course, second grade or so, you start getting busy. And things, you know, start taking you away from that theta, and you go into beta, where you're just, you know, paying attention to what's going on around you, you know, your senses and things. But, you know, the next time you get theta is when, you know, your alarm clock goes off and you put the snooze alarm. So in between the alarm clock going off and the snooze alarm, you're in theta again, right? But that's about it. So the idea in these different brain waves, of course, to find that peace. I mean, we know about meditation. We know about these kind of calming effects. But, you know, from you and what you have to offer in Island Strong, is there some type of a thing for adults? Because, you know, you think about it, I mean, we listen to what's going on, you know, in our world, just in America's world. You know, we look at England, we look at this, you know, the whole sense throughout the world and what's going on. And it leads to a lot of stress in people not being able to be the social animals that we are, right? You know, and how important that is to us. But so is there something that you I don't know. I mean, even I know you know, music. You know, we have all these different sounds. Already hurts. You know, you
well,
can go in the.
We lived. You and I lived through the golden age of the United States.
That wasn't our parents?
No. We had the golden age.
We got the egg.
We got
They
everything.
Worked hard and they gave us the egg.
Yeah, we had it all. And sadly, we destroyed it. I mean,
I remember, not me.
Well, not you, but what I'm saying is... Well, it's just like our... we have a very materialistic society now.
We're a consumer, right?
And we create an unsustainable amount of waste products.
Oh, there is no question. Right.
Okay,
no,
so the other thing is we have a certain contempt for our historical knowledge that's been passed down to us for millennia. We don't want to hear about it.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. So, well, I tell you, it's a kind of a thing that I think it's not, you know, it's not something that directly in that thought has anything to do with what it is a person in 2021 is doing, and so that in the past just kind of, you know, goes away. And it's not retrieved until we're taking, you know, university class and where we get into something in depth, you know, or a good high school class that, you know, that has that. But yeah, it's that, and that knowledge, you know, I mean, it's so funny, you know, when Jay Leno and those guys do, you know, that Jay Walks kind of a thing, and he asks people questions and around, people don't know anything.
Right.
I mean, when it really
it is scary.
Yeah, when it comes to these things, the only thing they know is where they're going, what they just ate, what they're going to do next, who they're going to see, where's their buddy, and that's a realm that's real,
right?
For these fine folks. But when they're asked these questions, like what you're talking about, you know, that have to do with cognitive thinking and critical thinking and all these kind of things, it's a sad state of affairs. But I think 2021, I'm just being really optimistic about what's going on. I see like hopefully this lotus flower is kind of going to open up here, I hope, and then maybe an alien will land, you know, and say, you guys finally got me a public bathroom, so I can land here, because we don't have any public bathrooms.
I think we're going to be in a case where...
it's time for the news.
Here we go.
Okay, KGUM and Guam, we'll be right back.
KGUM, AM, Hagatnya, Guam, News Talk K57.
Where you get your news matters.
New ISIS video threatening to kill two Japanese hostages.
The idea of Mitt Romney running a third time.
Get it here on News Talk K57.
The views expressed on this show belong to the show host, guests, and callers, and do not represent Sorensen Media Group in any way, shape, or form. This show serves in the public's interest, and SMG reserves the right to maintain control of the show as to keep within the guidelines of the FCC.
If you have any comments or complaints, you can contact SMG.
At SMG, we strive to present the best product we can, we value your opinion, and we thank you so much for listening and tuning in to News Talk K57.
Playbacks! Guam's number one news starts now on News Talk K57.
Food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Temuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355.
Keep us close to life.
Yes, Mujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Mujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Mujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school. They can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Mujao to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Mujao is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276.
Here comes the sun.
The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jess Pirates Cove, located in Ipan Talafofo on Route 4, right on a beautiful windward beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jess' famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jess Pirates Cove's unique local museum and keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lived in the jungle. Jeff opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Start out with breakfast. Jose's Mexican Omelet. How can we say more than that? Jump into Tuesday with Jose's Taco Tuesdays. Unbelievable. Then there's Friday. F-R-Y day. Shrimp scampi, deep fried calamari rings, fish and shrimp combo, and my very, very favorite, whole parrotfish. Then on to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m., 6 p.m. Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. We'll see you there.
North Korea.
Guam is changing. Are you listening?
It should get people's attention because this is a sign of things to come.
On News Talk K57.
And now, an Edge of Heaven message.
Something in the way she moves attracts me. Like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe, and how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe, and how. You're asking me, will my love grow? I don't know. I don't know. You stick around. Now, it may show. I don't know. I don't know. Something in the way she knows, and all I have to do is think of her. Something in the things she shows me. I don't want to leave her now. You know, I believe. And how? Something in the way she moves attracts me. Like no other lover. Something in the way she woos me. I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe, and how. Somewhere in her smile, she knows that I don't need no other lover. Something in her style that shows me I don't want to leave her now. You know I believe, and how. Do not engage in domestic violence.
Catch The Edge of Heaven Fridays from 6:30 to 8 p.m. right here on News Talk K57.
Playback!
Guam's number one news starts now on News Talk K57.
Is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little of. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. No, not just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another mountain. To climb. There are oceans and rivers enough to cross, enough to last till the end of time. What the world needs now is love, sweet love. It's the only thing that there's just too little love. But the world just for some, but for everyone. Lord, we don't need another meadow. There are cornfields and wheat fields enough to grow. There are sunbeams and moonbeams enough to shine. Oh, listen, Lord, if you want to know.
Christopher, are you still there? Christopher gave us a call. What do you think? No response. Do you have Christopher's number?
No.
648-3925? Not that one? Just kidding. Hey, there's Christopher.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for being patient.
Hello.
We got you. Go ahead.
All right. Hey.
Hey. Happy New Year.
How you doing?
Hey. Well, how's it get better than this?
Remember that time that we were talking together? We were talking about the pulsar and everything like that, and neutron stars and everything like that.
Yeah, but the quasars are my favorite.
Yeah, remember about the Christmas light?
Yeah, where the Jupiter and Saturn lined up.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, right? Do you have that sky view?
I didn't know.
You
have the sky view on your phone? Actually, it was every 800 years.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, it's we're kind of having a balance here. You know, we're trying to tonight's show's kind of based on getting people to get rid of their stress without, becoming a full-on alcoholic or, a dope fiend.
Oh, for the new year?
Well, for everything that's going on in our lives right now on the planet Earth, we're kind of on a tipping point here, right? With the virus and all the different conspiracies and all the different things. We're trying to get people to realize how important it is to take care of their stomachs.
What's conspiracies?
Lots of conspiracies.
No, but what would they be? I mean, I thought we got three different companies that have vaccines already.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's just...
Well, what is the conspiracy?
I think the conspiracy always lies in whatever people imagine.
I understand that, but do you think that Pfizer and the other groups of the medical professionals,
sure,
that are designing the vaccine, do you think is a conspiracy?
Well, I'll let Joseph. he's biting at the bit.
It's the whole issue. It all comes down to aluminum and mercury.
Yeah.
See, what most
That's
people
what
don't
Jenny
understand,
says the same thing. How much mercury's in the
well
in
and
the shots,
and right? aluminum? And you aluminum. See, for a vaccine to work,
right?
They tried with smallpox everything you could imagine to try to get one person to infect another.
Yeah,
they
I,
were
heard,
utterly
I heard that. I heard that long time ago.
Yeah, yeah. Utterly unsuccessful. The only way they could actually get a response was to stick something in the vaccine that you'd react to, and they stuck mercury in it.
Yeah, it's chicken pox or anything that you get
so that your body has an autoimmune. Because see, we're not supposed to get sick by injection. We're supposed to get sick by inhalation. By inhaling it. And so that's the difference.
Yeah, we're not... Well, if you don't get it in on inhalation, then you cannot get the vaccine. You don't need the vaccine.
Right. And you don't need a booster shot. If you get something... If you get a... let's say measles, for instance, and you recover from it, and you got it by inhalation, you will never need a booster shot. Now... Strangely, women who have this will pass it on to their children. Their children will be immune.
And while they're in the womb or just in the environment?
Not everyone, but a certain percentage of them, it's passed down from the mother to the child. There's a kind of genetic knowledge.
I even heard that women are more, not susceptible for the disease, but the men are more susceptible for disease because of the fact that women have two different genetical.
Well, they have more. They have two X chromosomes.
Yeah,
we have an X and a Y.
That
right.
When they get the COVID, they will not die because of the fact that they have a double genetic. I'm trying to think of it.
Yeah, the chromosomes.
What do you call it?
In genetic. You're talking about a genetic situation, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's where the chromosomes are. The chromosomes determine that.
What I'm trying to say is that they did a scientific study on this, and then they said that women are more... less likely to carry the virus because of the fact that they have a genetic thing that
they have the two
because they can born kids and
we're and drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, and having babies. It's a big trick.
I think it's a XO or
the X's and the Y's.
X's and Y. There you go.
If women, I don't know about what you're talking about, Chris, but they're there is differences because women have quite a bit more estrogen.
Yeah.
And it's a hormone.
There.
So yeah. So that I have heard that estrogen passes greater immunity.
It was actually proven in several countries that they actually did a study and they
are you gonna line up for your estrogen shots though, Chris?
Excuse me?
Are you gonna line up for your estrogen shots?
No.
No. I wouldn't recommend it.
I wouldn't need it. Neither on your side.
No. You'll get rubbly tumbly. Yeah, that's what'll happen to you.
Yeah, but you know what I'm talking about. It's like a lot of things are not, you know, compatible with the vaccine. I mean,
yeah,
would
like
you get the vaccine?
If you have any kind of asthma.
Would you?
Yeah. Now,
you would?
For instance, take asthma. There are many.
Oh, okay.
There are many doctors in the 80s that would treat the thyroid problems and the asthma would disappear.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So they would give them desiccated thyroid and their asthma problems would disappear. So once again, that's where, because we don't really study nutritional deficiencies, we just don't. There's no money in it.
And then not only nutritional, it would be even like exercise and everything
sure.
like that. A lot of people
sleep. That's a big one.
They're just a beast, man. They don't want to do anything anymore. It's like
Well, that's what we're talking. We're talking
about it all the time.
Yeah, Christopher, what we're kind of talking about tonight is stress. You know, different things that cause us, you know, to be introverted. Just this nature of this beast. You know, we're told to social distance. You know, who's talking to each other. You know, all these kind of things. And we're social animals. I mean, you know, we love to party. I mean, that's what we do. And this is
We would love to socialize.
Yeah, we love to. But now with the social distancing and people staying home, it builds a stress naturally within us.
Well, but let's take this partying thing.
Please,
see, one of the problems that we have in our modern life. See, before our ancestors who were stupid, right? Well, they would have special days that they would have parties on. And they would get this expectation and this excitement because they're getting ready. You know, we're gonna have this big fall party.
Yeah.
And then they would have this wild party. But see, we have a wild party every night.
That's right. Every night's New Year's Eve.
Every
night's
New Year's Eve. So the problem is because we don't deny ourselves satisfaction, everything's instant gratification for us, we don't appreciate a good party. Because we have a mediocre party every day.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
No, not necessarily every day, for example, if you had a childbirth, and then you have to do social distancing.
Right. But that's what we're talking about. We're just talking about different things that you can do, and one of the big things is your
a little bit of denial of self. Like, let's take ice cream. If you eat ice cream every day,
why would you put ice cream?
Well, no, just take ice cream. You're eating ice cream every night.
To reduce stress.
So what happens is you're not going to, the ice cream is going to become detrimental to you. But if you ate ice cream like once every 2 weeks, that ice cream night would be a very special night.
Then you're back to the expectations.
And it's going to make you happy. It's going to create that serotonin and the dopamine.
Isn't there some kind of ice cream if you're diabetic? There's some kind of a...
Yeah, there's... yeah, there is. But
and that's without dairy?
That?
Yeah, that would be sherbet or even sherbet. Some of them that are based on like the sweet potato.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a whole lot of neat stuff now, right? But even...
Sherbet is bad at...
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing of it is incremental fasting. It's just like fasting for 2 days out of the week or one day out of the week. It has an amazing effect on people.
Well, I did a 3-day fast last Thursday. New Year's Eve, I ate a meal, and then I didn't eat for Friday, Saturday, and I didn't eat until Monday morning. And then now Jenny's on her fifth day of her 10-day fast.
Yeah, that's great.
And the, you know, it's interesting because what, if you have any kind of ache or pain, you can chase down what's causing it.
Right.
Because it's going to go right away. As soon as you start fasting, it goes away.
Exactly.
And then you start ingesting different things, and you realize what it is that's causing any kind of uncomfortability. And then that's the thing you know not to eat anymore. But if fasting is the name of the game.
Well, now, Alexis and I, we're on 2 weeks without drinking coffee.
Yeah, I quit drinking coffee too because coffee was came up right away.
Right.
Yeah, that's right away. That kicked it. Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah.
So now we're not going to go back to drinking coffee, but the whole point of it is, if we did, trust me, that first day back would be one hell of a day for us. but see, there, that's where this idea of, you know, like having, like having liver once a week, or having fish, you know, once a week, or putting this variety instead of, you know, chicken every night, or you know, kind of this, so
I could have got that.
Yeah, so kind of mixing it up or adding some seasonality to things, you know, like and that's where. I'm not saying to artificially, that's where people, what are you saying, to artificially create, like you only eat strawberries for 3 weeks in August or something? Well, maybe.
Yeah, if you're in Vancouver.
Right, maybe that's the right thing to do because our bodies are built.
Are you in Vancouver?
Yeah.
No, if you're in Vancouver, that's where the strawberries
that's
are.
That's right, the strawberries.
Vancouver, Washington?
Yeah,
or?
Up north, just right in Canada.
In New York, where I come from, they'll start coming out in July, so you get them by July, August, September.
Is that Vancouver, Washington, or Vancouver?
British Columbia, right? Is that it? What's the? Yeah, I think so, right?
Oh, British Columbia.
Yeah.
Last time I went to Vancouver, they asked me not to come back. So that's all.
You were
I
on the same boat as me.
Are you here on Guam or?
No, we're here in Guam. We're just talking about, you know, different places where, you know, the different food. We're talking about celebrations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, celebrations and the harvest celebration, you know, our next celebration, of course, is going to be Martin Luther King. Monday is going to be a holiday a week from this Monday on the 18th. And these are celebrations that we look forward to because they give us an avenue to maybe do something different, have a different kind of, you know, group. Your good friends come over, whatever, in this socialization that we have. But what has happened now because of the virus, you know, of course, we're getting relieved just because there's nothing left after the vaccine, that there's a stress level. You see it. You see people waiting, you know, for things and not having that social connection that they had. And so in tonight's show, probiotics, your stomach is where in the gut, they have leaky gut. They have all this aspect of what it is that's inside your stomach and how many good bacteria you have and how many bad bacteria you have. And you want to make sure you continually keep that fermented good bacteria in your stomach to be able to give you that ability to not have the problems that we have.
What about
have.
The yogurt?
Well it's just not your Greek yogurt. It's just not just the real yogurt. I mean, that's the thing, not packaged powdered yogurt.
No. Talking about the one with the enzymes.
That's good. Yeah, that's it.
What we're saying is it's try to avoid added sugar.
Or the bad. Yeah, you just want, you know, like what we say is everybody has
what
cancer.
What kind of yogurt would you get?
Greek.
Well, no, there's. I would get one that there's types that have no added sugar. So whichever one it is, that's fine.
Oh yeah, you don't want
that. And then make sure it has lactobacillus in it. That's the key one you want to get out of your yogurt.
Would that be listed as an ingredient?
Yeah, it would. Well, and not as an ingredient, but as an active culture.
Would it say it on it?
Yeah, it will. Okay. It'll say lactobacillus.
Like grass fed.
That doesn't have a long shelf life though.
Well, that you don't want it. You want to eat it right away because it's good.
I think it's only like 14 days on the shelf.
Well, let me put it this way. If you've been to my refrigerator, I keep yogurt in there like 6 months and I keep eating it. So a lot of that stuff, you know, fermented things.
It's actually better for you.
Right. They don't really go bad if they're fermented properly. It's like a sailor. A sailor never dies. They just get saltier.
Yeah, that's right. Preservatives. Yeah, I use
preservatives at the same time, but they actually preserve your intestine.
Yeah, well, you know, again, that's where this leaky gut kind of thing comes from. You know, it's just having this balance.
Well, the leaking gut is the one that doesn't take care of itself. And
well,
then,
yeah. Well, you know, how many people take care of themselves? I mean, we got, what, 42% of Americans
lot.
Are obese, you know? It's
42%? Yeah, more than is. That.
More than that.
Yeah, I think you all were what? On Guam, I can
yeah,
identify
way over 40%
about
40%
90%.
Yeah. Probably 80%. Yeah, 80% plus on Guam.
Well, that's the name of the game, because oftentimes that can lead to a tremendous amount of stress on your body, you know, your high blood. And
well, and then you got the pandemic that's going on.
That's what we're talking
nobody
about.
Nobody wants to
there
do anything
go.
But
that, yeah.
sit down and because right. the governor told him and we
well,
just
you know,
give you cash.
Yeah,
and,
yeah. Well, you know, it's not the governor as much as it's CDC, who, you know, the whole world.
That.
It's not, yeah, it's not just, you know, us. But we're trying to do the best we can. And the nice thing is that after they run out and everybody who wants the vaccine after that, those that don't want it, fine. But then there's nothing after
it'll
that.
Be,
and everything will be back
be
to normal.
Same,
there's
same.
No reason to do anything less.
Well, until Fauci wants to get camera
same,
time
same.
Again.
Well, then we get the
he
the
likes
20,
getting in front of the camera.
20, then we get COVID-20.
Yeah, that's it. It's
right?
COVID, we're at COVID-19.5 right now.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We got the fast one was the 0.5.
That's the 0.5.
The one that came in at
COVID-20 was over there.
It's got
in,
WD-40 on it.
Europe.
Well, anyway,
it's good we can laugh about it, folks.
Well,
I mean, you know, really,
that's
yeah,
all
I
you
know.
Can do because
I shouldn't laugh about it.
Well, that's a stress.
Right.
Well, they say laughter, right, is the best medicine, right? You know,
no, I mean, laughter is the best.
Yeah,
it takes less muscle to smile than it does to frown.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's that the yoga, the laughter yoga with the hee 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 ha 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 hee hee.
Well, as I can tell you, I did 7.5 years in the military, and they would occasionally ask me, "When are you going to start taking things seriously?" And I would smile and say, when you guys start acting serious, I'll act serious.
Well, what I always said is
right?
is says, don't worry, sir, we never apologize.
That's right.
There you go.
We learn from Nancy Pelosi. We have to pass the law to read it.
Right, and we never apologize.
we don't read it. Right. We don't read them before we pass them. That's stupid.
Yeah,
hello. Who would do that?
Yeah, what's the use of that? I mean, you know, especially after the
read a law before you pass it? That's asinine.
That's the veto message. Anyway, we're having this joyous of laughter is what the stress again.
Yes,
you want to get into
I'm
higher
still
consciousness.
Smiling right now.
Yeah, you gotta have this kind of level of entertainment because you know.
I do feel better. Thank you, Rand. That I was gonna cry, but now I realize laughter is more therapeutic.
Oh yeah, no, laughter is a lot more therapeutic. Yeah. You know,
it really is.
Yeah. So. the laughing Buddha. The nice part about that is it does make a difference how much you weigh, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, you got the big stomach, you know, and you're. Just,
I can tell you, those serious people, they really can be affected when you're laughing all the time.
Well, it rubs them wrong.
It does.
Yeah, it really does.
And it becomes, they start to self-reflect, and that's a scary thing.
Yes. Well, then they think about where they're going. And they'd rather go home with you.
I want what he has.
Yeah, right.
That's a good one. That's a good one there.
Yeah. No,
I like it because I'm laughing.
Well, yeah, there you go. That's the stress relief. You know, we have to.
Yeah,
the,
of course.
The thing's going,
because, you
otherwise,
know,
you're going to blow
after,
up.
After long days of, like, a week of work, it's like, I love talking to you, man. That's why
well, I love
was,
talking
like,
to you, Chris.
Waiting
glad
for your
hot,
show.
Y'all. Yeah, well, thank you. You know, it's it's
no
a
problem.
It's a joy, you know. We're enter into these kind of different kinds of levels of thought, and it's to be able to do that, you got to have a good clean
a
gut,
good mind
you know?
On your shoulders.
Yeah. Now the thing about drinking. Now there's when people like we know. I mean, in the world, alcohol it seems to be the stress releaser, right? I mean, because
well,
you know,
that's. Yeah,
I mean, going to Kmart, and it's all right there.
That
right?
is what's going around.
Yeah, so in this aspect, the big name of the game is moderation. That's always been the moderation. I've always told my kids.
How can you do moderation when the price of the like the vodka and everything is going down? You know,
you
because
moderate it. You
I
don't
you
don't drink that much.
That
you always
you know,
want to make
like
sure you can handle whatever there
like
is that's coming up.
It's selling like wildfire.
Yeah. Well, the key, Christopher,
because
is always...
Because of the fact that, you know, everybody's stressed out, and that's the the cheapest stuff on the market.
And but the thing of it is, you always want to be able to handle whatever arises. You never want to be in a situation where you can't handle. And so that's where moderation comes in, because moderation is going to give you that ability.
A
and
lot
we
of
all
people
know
don't understand moderation.
Yeah, a lot of people don't, but it's a cure. It really is. You know, you're not going to tell people not to do things. You just have to tell them moderation is the way to go, and that's going to give them the ability not to feel that, you know, they have to binge or they have to do anything like that.
Even,
because
even like schooling, you know, like tell them, you know, like what you're telling me, it's like you have to do it in moderation.
Right.
You don't score yourself up and binge drink and then round up doing something stupid
where you can't,
and
you're not in control of all the things
you're
around.
For something that you didn't want to do.
Well, you know, that's a, you're a family
man,
right?
You did it, and
people just hurt themselves.
You know, you have to suffer the consequences.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that's the idea, is not to have to pay the consequences for those behaviors by realizing the importance of moderation. You know, you always can think about, you know, in one of the easiest ways to realize that is through romance, having romantic thoughts.
Oh,
that in your romantic
thoughts,
you always want to make sure that when you're with that significant other, that you have the ability to be romantic, and you're not a liability as opposed to the asset.
I got my loved one right here beside me.
There you go. Bless your heart. Lucky you.
Well, to me, one of the cures of everything that we don't like about our current existence is recognizing that the existence of a spirit world, the real world. And people think I'm a scientist, a business person, engineer, and people say, you actually believe in the Holy Spirit or in the spirit world? And I said, if I didn't, I would be driven insane in this place.
Well, that's where you have bliss,
right?
You know, because here you're gonna have bliss and pain. You know, you're gonna have love,
we have
and
dualities.
Hate. Yeah, you're gonna have your pro-choice, pro-life, and of course now a little bit of liberal and conservatives going on. But into that realm, it's exactly right, because in that sense you can see it for what it is, and it's Mother Nature, and it's natural, and you don't get upset about it because you realize that it's gonna be that way. You're gonna meet somebody who thinks exactly the opposite of you. Give them a hug. You're not gonna be friends, but at least you acknowledge that existence.
Well, look at this studio. In this studio, you have carpet on the wall and tile on the floor.
Right.
In another place, you'd have a rug on the floor and tile on the wall.
Right. If you're anywhere other than an audio studio, right?
Well, see, that's the nature of the material plane.
Right.
It's a compromise. Everything here is a compromise to use these resources around us to try to affect the change that we want to affect.
Yeah, but be the change that you want to have.
But that is what makes this place why spirit beings want to come here, because we get to have hands.
Right.
We get to stick our feet in the water.
Right.
As spirit beings, there's no sticking your feet in the water.
You know who said that? Achilles.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
I think it was his ankle he was trying to watch out for.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why I said it. Always something, right? But that's exactly right, Joseph. You know, because you know, we live in a world. If you go down like all the different religions, you go to Greek religion, Roman religion, Egyptian religion. You know, all these different gods. You know, the what we've dealt with, it's all the same into that aspect of within the Mother Nature, the harmonies. You know, the energy, the lights, the colors, all these things. When you come to the revelation of you just see something as common as a rooster, and you go, wow, unbelievable. Right. That what created this this piece of art, right? You know, that's completely self-sufficient on the ground, is not in anybody's way, seems to be realized what the importance of life, and is just chasing those hens
exactly
all over the
designed
place.
Perfect. Right?
Well, the Beatles call the rooster the Tyrannosaurus Rex.
There you go. Look, my little red rooster.
He said they call those the deaths of T-Rex out there. Don't go outside.
Yeah. Especially if you got chicken feed.
Right.
Well, our problem, we brought in some of those Tibetan rooster, Tibetan chickens, and their fur. It's not feathers, it's fur.
Oh, wow.
And we got them when they were like babies, right? You know, raised them.
Not feathers?
No, they're like fur. And their eggs are brown when they lay their eggs in the inside. The meat is brown.
It looks like fur, but they're really down feathered.
Right. And then what happens is they're puppies. So when they see you, they run to you and jump into your arm,
those
right?
Those are beautiful chickens.
Yeah,
they're
yeah,
brown,
but it's
right?
crazy because other people, they see another person, they want to jump into their arms, you know, and you see a chicken running at you, you know. Right? No, you don't want a chicken running at you. It's a rabbit.
Like, there's 20 of them.
Yeah, sure. Like Jimmy Carter, right? You know, and if you don't have a broom in your hand, you can whack it away, right? But yeah, so we had to get them, move them, right? You know, because they were, you know, having havoc, you know, as puppies, thinking they were puppies, right? And that you're raising these little cuties. But yeah, it's interesting, you know, because one of the big things that they see really that really works with people who are in a high stress environment is have a pet. Have some type of animal, something like a natural spirit into that aspect of where you're taking care of a puppy or you have something, even at your workplace. Well, Ray Tenorio, bless his heart, he always brought his dog to work pretty much, you know, at his shop when he was lieutenant governor. And that was something that you see because in a stressful situation, that completely throws everybody off. You know, you come into a meeting and there's a dog sitting over there with the dog bowls and stuff. You know, it makes it all of a sudden a conversation where people feel comfortable because you have that that pet with you, or however it is. I was thinking about, we have some Jack Russells, so I was thinking about getting a certificate that said it was a COVID, and it could sense if you had COVID or not. And as a service dog, right? You know, that you have, it's been trained to smell that virus, right? So anyway, you think about it, but one of the great pictures I have, when I was in Houston, I think it was Houston, but in the airport, they had a service dog relief area. And you go in there, and it's like the grass, you know, artificial grass. They have a little fire hydrant. They had a little rinse thing for the service dogs in the airports.
Yeah, it's a training facility.
Well, no, it was service dogs, really? You know, because you carry really? You, service dogs go with you on the airplane, and then when you get into the terminal, it's so it can go to the bathroom. It had a service dog, really, so they could use it. Yeah, it was very cool. You know, I mean, to see that we've evolved.
No, because they did that. As a, like a training facility, you know, where they grew up, they're made to do that.
Yeah, the dogs are in having that ability.
What about the service? What about the comfort
hydrant,
turkey?
PP there.
That's what I bring. The comfort turkey and around, you know, you keep one around till Thanksgiving and then you get a new one.
No, you can't name them.
Yeah, you don't name them.
Yeah, you name them. I just call them
turkey, that's all.
Well, there you go.
Actually, sometimes I call them drumstick.
Okay, there you go.
They're really cute.
I like the wishbone.
My dog just gave birth. She gave birth to 10 puppies.
Wow, that's serious. So now in that aspect, now that's a lot of responsibility because, you know.
And then she killed 2 snakes at the same time.
Because the snakes were coming after him, no doubt, right?
Yeah.
Well, I tell you,
I got her daughter over here, and she's pregnant again.
Well, get them spaded. You know, time's up. You know, they had enough puppies.
No, I got the love from the animals.
Yeah, here.
And me.
I got a kitty cat. Half of them got hit.
Well,
on the
now room, here's the big one, Christopher. If you were going to be an animal, what animal would you be?
They're a butterfly.
A cat.
Okay, and how about your wife?
What kind of animal would you be?
Excuse me, I'm a Leo.
Okay, so a lion. So you're 2 cats.
You're a lion.
Yeah, so you're 2 cats.
Lion?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Still a cat.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be a seahorse. You know why I'd be a seahorse?
Why?
Because it's
so
the only...
You can get...
Yeah.
Oh, that's when the men give birth.
The men give birth.
No, the men.
The men give birth.
The only animal in nature where the male gives birth.
No, the men give birth if you're a seahorse.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
That's the only male.
If I could be an animal,
please,
I would honestly be a human. And hopefully I'd get it right this time.
That's not even an animal.
What? No. Seahorses are
good idea. An animal is anything that breathes air.
Anything that breathes air? Well, you know, it's just whether or not it's a... Yeah, you know, you have your reptiles and stuff. But anyway, Christopher, good talking to you. We got to take some breaks here. We're got to make sure we get in our commercials. And thanks for the call, and Happy New Year. It's good hearing from you.
Hey, Happy New Year, too.
Yeah, okay, you guys take care. So we'll take that.
All right,
brother. Okay, brother, me.
All
Guam's number one news starts now.
I feel right in this motherfucker.
On News Talk K57.
The food we eat, the lifestyle we live, and chemicals from our modern society are driving a global health crisis. Serious health problems are now at epidemic proportions on Guam. Over the past 10 years, health problems from cancer to Alzheimer's to diabetics, even autism, are all shown to be increasing at alarming rates, really impacting every family. With proper diet, nutrition, and an understanding of how the body works, we can minimize our risk, giving you the opportunity to live a healthier, happier, and longer life. At Island Strong, we provide the tools and resources to help you take charge of your own health. To find out more, visit islandstrong.com. Stop by our office next door to Megabyte in Timuning or call 648-9355 to speak to a wellness coach. Learn to live well with Island Strong. That's 648-9355. Asmujao Community School has listened closely to Superintendent John Fernandez's call to action and is committed to being an advocate for education. Asmujao offers a credit recovery program and an advancement program where students who are lacking credits or are interested in graduating early may attend Asmujao to gain those credits from a six-year WASC accredited school that can transfer those credits into the student's district school. Parents, please check your child's counselor and take control of your child's education by sending them to Asmujao to recover those credits that will guarantee the student will graduate with their class or graduate early. Asmujao is located in Agaña next to the Attorney General's old office building at 297 West O'Brien Drive in a three-story blue building. Call 475-9276 for more information. That's 475-9276.
Here comes the sun.
The most unique place on Guam to visit is Jeff's Pirates Cove, located in Nipan Talafofo on Route 4, right on a beautiful Windward Beach. The menu is full of wonderful culinary delights, including Jeff's famous Chamorro Fiesta Plate. Always remember that Jeff hosts a wonderful Mother's and Father's Day, along with a tantalizing Thanksgiving and a Christmas buffet. Take a tour of Jeff's Pirates Cove's unique local museum. Keep an eye out for treasure. Yokoi, Guam's own 28-year survivor of World War II, is featured as a main attraction, showing his last 10 days on Guam and how he lives in the jungle. Opens up Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Start out with breakfast, folks. Jose's unbelievable omelet is just a tearjerker. Unbelievable. Then jump into Jose's Tuesday Taco Tuesdays, folks. We're talking about burritos, triple tacos, and then the big day Friday, Friday, shrimp scampi, deep fried calamari rings, fish and shrimp combo, and my very, very favorite, whole parrotfish. And then, folks, on to Jeff's Mediterranean Greek menu with a gyro platter, another personal favorite, Greek salad, and a list of appetizers that will only increase your appetite. Come to Jeff's Pirates Cove, open 7 days a week, Monday through Thursday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Call 789-8646 for orders to go. That's 789-8646. See you there.
You are my treasure. You are my treasure.
Welcome back. We're trying to relieve the stress, so to speak, of this situation that we're in. Whether or not it's just being a human being, you know, the politics of being a human being, the medical situations of being a human being, the whole ball game, and all of our belief systems. And there's, you know, some key things that you can think about. You know, we talked a little bit about how animals help relieve stress. We talked about how moderation, of course, is a big thing. One of the things I know personally is sleep. Is an important thing. You know, there's I've read different various kind of hours that you think are too much. You know, you get groggy kind of a thing, and not enough. You know, you can have some uncomfortability. You know, in concentration and your own thoughts. So you think about what you're going to do and do it in a sense that you realize the importance of not being stressed about the things that are going on around you. And that's a tough one. It really is, because as humans, we react, you know. But what you were talking about earlier, Joseph, is, you know, being in a little bit higher consciousness, and you see things, then you kind of respond to things as opposed to the reaction. And the response kind of always comes out better because you understand what's going on around you. Island Strong, the folks are there, you know, to go and to see, you know, some of the supplements that you might want to engage with to have this comfortability of living a life that's not stressful. You know, we in the metaphysical world, you got your mantras, you got your love, 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 you got your guadza, guadza, guadza. But just in your physicalness, you have to have a balance. And now, more and more, I'm sure, you know, people who you are in contact with too, Joseph, you know, are seeing so many things as a scientist, as a human, that seem to work really well.
Well, and plus, you know, we have a lot of experience we have a lot of pain relieving products that are all natural.
And like that's for arthritic.
And everything from, I mean, depending on the kind of pain, from sure. Headaches to arthritis to just an injury, you know, just recovering from injuries.
Right.
If you're athletic and your joints are starting to hurt in different parts of your body, well, those could be something that has to do with deficiencies again.
Sure.
And that's where the biggest point of it is we're all learning. We're all in this experience. We're in this capsule Earth,
right.
And
right.
We're sharing with each other and learning things. And that's what, for some reason, I have a high aptitude for absorbing medical knowledge. I should have probably gone to the medical field. I didn't, because my brother did.
Because your brother did, yeah, right.
Right, and
sure.
So I became a computer engineer instead. It worked out well for both of us, except he has to cut cancer out of people, and I get to work on computers.
Make it, well, and plus, you're doing preventive now. You're preventive,
and
you've gotten
to
that
sense.
Stuff. Yeah, which is great.
Well, we have a new product called MFG Pain Relief. And what it does is it's built on that oxalate.
Monosodium glutamate?
Well, no, maximum feel good.
Okay,
what
good.
MFG stands for.
That's better.
So, but the whole point of it is, the reason it works is that it breaks down these oxalates and these fibroids.
Okay.
So
right.
You get immediate relief. So a lot of people have trouble sleeping.
Because that's inflammation.
Yeah. If you have pain, you can't sleep.
Right, to that degree, absolutely.
Right, so you put this on your joints and your knees and the parts that are
hurting.
So it's
a salve, it's a cream.
It's a cream and an oil, and it penetrates. Within a couple of minutes, the pain diminishes. Within 5 or 6 minutes, you can just fall asleep.
Great.
And I actually created it for Alexis because she had scoliosis before. Now it's gone. But,
great.
But I would put it on, and you know, I kept working on the different recipes until I finally got something that was highly effective. Now she takes what I call a double dose. She has a very, when we use a little more concentrated, the one we develop one that's less that's easier for you to handle.
We got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, but the biggest thing of it is try to consider giving something up. Every
right.
day.
Well, that's that fasting thing. Yeah. So that's how you find out, you know, what ails you or what's the cause of these things. Yeah.
Or just the idea of denying yourself something.
Right. No, absolutely.
So that you appreciate something that you have later.
Sure. No, absolutely. That's your moderation, of course, too.
Right.
Folks, you know, great show. We're talking about being stress-free in this crazy world. You got your mantra. Love, 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 love. Guadza, 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 guadza.